To say this guy was angry is quite the understatement.
Don't get angry with me. He'll attack the koi. He'll attack the butterflies.
He wouldn't let anyone get close to him.
Kind of an irritable old man.
It appeared he would be grumpy and alone for the rest of his life.
Until the horticulturalist decided to took on the task of having to feed the angry flamingo.
Travis Budgen works at the Victoria Butterfly Gardens. He tells CTV News something told him to try to forge a relationship with the flamingo named Mango.
I got nipped for quite some time, probably about 6 months of nips.
But Travis was persistent, and when it comes to relationships, Travis knew if he and Mango were ever to have a chance at becoming friends, he would first have to understand where the pink flamingo's anger, distrust, and preferred solitude comes from. You know this story. Mango and his mate of several years were once a happy couple. They did everything together. They ate together. They swam together. When that mate of 45 years passed away, Mango's world was shattered.
We've had attempts of trying to pair him up with other aquatic birds.
Wise men
Travis
say
got Mango. He understood the hurt of being left behind.
Only fools rush in.
And that's when Travis decided to reach out.
I noticed him and I kind of took a liking to him.
It wasn't easy. Mango wasn't amused at first, but Travis didn't give up.
I'm stubborn.
In time, Mango would discover that Travis was different, and that cold heart left abandoned suddenly began to warm.
And he would start taking a step closer to me, so I took a step closer to him.
Several months later,
he trumpets as soon as I say his name.
Take a listen.
Hi, Bubby.
And then came the day Mango's heart turned. Travis won't forget the first time Mango walked up to him and gently leaned his head against the human.
When you're considering an animal that spends 99% of his time on his feet, to find something to lean against is a huge trust factor.
There's a new relationship, a new love, if you will, at Victoria Butterfly Gardens. It's the story of a creature who once knew happiness, then lost everything. And then someone who cared enough to take the time to establish something new, something somewhat profound, something truly special. Mango looks forward to every morning when Travis Budgen, his caretaker, and now his only true friend, walks into the bird habitat.
Hi, Bubby.
Mango is 50 years old. He'd given up, and he'd shut himself off from the world. All it took was someone with a great big heart to bring him back.
I am the emotional support person for an elderly flamingo.
Brian Calvert, Northwest News Radio.